Back to that scripture, 1 John 3:21-22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. You ain't going to have faith to trust God unless your heart is right with God perfectly. If there's the least little bit of sin there, you're not going to trust God. You're going to fear failure. Fear's going to come in. Doubts are going to come in. And unbelief is going to overwhelm you. And you're going to you're going to trust the arm of flesh. But he says, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. For faith without works or obedience is dead. You can't have faith without obedience. It's impossible. A lot of folks are trying to have it. Their old faith, they go to the hospital and get an operation, come out, oh, I had a miracle. They didn't know such a thing. It's a lie. They're liars. That's not a miracle. A miracle is when God intervenes and a doctor don't touch it, or you didn't take a pill, or you didn't get a shot. Praise God. That is a miracle when nobody touches you and the hand of God touches you through that faith and complete trust and that patiently waiting upon the Lord. It will produce a miracle. Miracles don't always happen just like a streak of lightning. You have to wait on God. I've had many miracles in the lives of myself and my family. God has healed us, broken bones, severe burns, diseases, afflictions. Why have you had all these things, preacher? Chastening from the Lord. The Lord took us to the woodshed. I'm glad he did. Praise God. The Bible says it's to perfect our holiness. Hallelujah. God wants us to be holy. And I thank him for it. I've looked at him several times and said, Lord, you ought to have done that 20 years ago. I'd been a long way down the road from where I am now. But the Lord knew he was preparing us for this particular ministry. And through a severe chastening, we have become partakers of the holiness of Jesus Christ. Feelings gets us in trouble. We can't go where we want to go just because we have a feeling or our eyes see something that we want. We can't do what we want to do and dress the way we want to dress. We can't go and see and read and touch and taste and hear and smell everything you want to touch and taste and see and hear and smell. If you do, you're going to be in trouble with God all the time. I'll tell you, we've got to crucify the flesh. Crucifying the flesh means that you don't do what the five senses dictate. Hallelujah. There's restraints through the Holy Ghost that old nature has been crucified with Christ. As Paul said in Galatians 6:14, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I'm crucified unto the world. We've got to crucify Egypt, the flesh, the five senses. Egypt was as a type of the world. And we find when God called his people Israel through the prophet Moses out of that land,